And this morning we are talking about the Haunted Halloween Walk, which we've been touching on, a spooktacular family-friendly evening, and the city of Jackson putting that on, the inaugural event. And Luke Ewald is in to give us a kind of a refresher. We talked about this a little bit earlier on, but got the word out, and that was fun. So thanks for coming in today, as it's tonight, actually, when this is going to happen.
Yeah, it is tonight. When you mentioned kind of the spookiness, too bad it wasn't yesterday with the fog.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had to get a fog machine. It would have blended in all together. But it was also a little damp yesterday. So I think today it'll be maybe a little bit cloudy still, just a little windy, but the temperature should be great. So
absolutely. So what are the most important details about this evening?
Yeah, I think when we visited, was it about a month ago now, we kind of talked about who was all going to be involved. So we have a few updates since then. So it sounds like the cheerleaders are going to be there for sure. And I think they're going to be like the Fear Squad is going to be like their nickname is what they came up with. The Kiwanis members will be there as well. Some Key Club, which is, the Jackson County Central Schools version of Kiwanis, they're also going to be helping out. The face painting stations, that's a for sure thing. They'll be, Lynn got some creative little stickers for folks to decorate or, kids to decorate. And then there's some different little Halloween displays along the route now. The hayride, or the people polar, if you remember that I think that was discussed by Bill. That's been confirmed. So there will be the people polar with the tractor. So that's open for everyone to jump on and safely jump on, and then get a ride through the park area. And then I guess another thing to note with the golf course is donating or letting us borrow. The golf carts, and that'll be more tailored for folks maybe with mobility issues, more for the seniors particularly, and those will run from 4 to about 6 p.m., so if you're maybe somebody with a mobility issue, a senior, keep that in mind, because after 6 p.m., it sounds like we'll probably turn in the golf the golf carts, just because of the lighting, things will start to get a little bit darker. And I think for the safety reasons, we're just going to put those down around 6 then.
And, of course, we also talked about the haunting level. We're calling it the Haunted Halloween Walk, kind of for alliteration, I suppose. The little goblins will be all right.
Yeah, yep. So, and that's a good point. So, everyone is definitely encouraged to wear a costume. I mean, if you want to wear a scarier costume, that's totally fine. But this isn't any, I was talking with you before this started. I was driving back from Duluth, and all along the interstate, you see all these different, it was like called the Dead End Hayride. I know that's a scarier thing that they put on, and I think it's like near Wyoming, Minnesota. Ours will not be a dead end, nor will it be super scary. This year, it will be family friendly. I know next year we're looking at maybe partnering, maybe not fully committed yet, but the BARC has talked about in Wyndham partnering with us and letting us use some of their equipment from past years when they've put on the haunted BARC building. So we hope to make this something, like you mentioned earlier on, this is its first time. We hope to make it pretty fun, at least family friendly for now, and then look at kind of maybe having some different, we even talked about doing it multi-day where you have family, family days, then maybe some more scarier days, and doing it maybe a few times, throughout the week or throughout the month.
And especially the senior activities will start right around 4 o'clock on this Thursday.
Yeah. Yep. So we've been working, heavily with the Pines. Of course, we're trying to get the word out to the senior center as well. But all seniors are welcome to come, and you don't have to use the golf course. The golf carts by any means. It's just a nice perk to have if you like. If you want to get out. See the golf course and some of the areas that maybe you typically wouldn't get to see. I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't seen the entire golf, like the Frisbee golf course either. So it would be a fun ride to take, especially if you're not, able to walk or you don't want to, walk. You can get on the people pole or on the golf carts and, get a free ride.
That's where it'll be, the Jackson Disc Golf Course and the Nelson Creek Trail. Yep. And 5 o'clock is when things kind of get rolling or grab another gear, so to speak, for everybody, kind of the whole family-friendly thing going on. Minnesota West has that east parking lot. That's part of what we've been talking about as well. Jackson Disc Golf Club, friends of the Jackson County Trails primarily. Yep. But what is it like to see, especially like you were talking about earlier, a lot of people rally behind an inaugural event like that?
Yeah, yep. So definitely, you know, the Jackson Kiwanis has been very, you know, a great partner. I know that they donated some funding to us, you know, the golf or the disc golf group. So that would, you know, that would be Bill Swan's group, has really been putting a lot of, you know, effort into this as well. And they've donated, you know, their time and some fun giveaways. You know, the Jackson County School District, you know, their key club. And then, of course, that Positive Action Towards Health. So the PATH group has donated some little giveaways and whatnot. I'm sure there's others that I'm missing, but it really has been, you know, I mean, this whole thing, the planning really started last October when the idea came up. And then I would say really since last October, November, when we started thinking about this more, we started meeting. And then over the summer, we really started to dig into this. You know, and moving forward, I mean, if other folks want to be involved, even you, Kempson, you know, if you want to be involved with stuff like this, we certainly are open to ideas. We don't want to turn any idea away. You know, I remember growing up going to different things. I know fire halls in my hometown used to put on, like, haunted fire halls. It just is something maybe nice to offer in a town like, you know, Jackson or any town that, you know, that would have opportunities like this. So we'll try a trail, see how it goes. You know, it is the first year. We realize it is over MEA weekend, but we'll just see how it goes. Not everyone goes out on MEA or on holidays, so it, you know, for those who might be around, come on out.
It sounds like it could be a ton of fun. I'm really intrigued and to see how it goes, like interested to see how it goes. And it has, I think, a lot going for it. So hopefully that is true in the finished product.
Yeah, and we will try to, well, I'm sure we'll get some photos or maybe make some videos as well. And we can get that on some social media pages. And maybe we'll see if Justin wants to come get some photos. He seems to like to pop up out of the woodwork and get some photos. So we'll be in touch with him too last minute. So it kind of feels like everything has been, over the past few days now leading up to today, has kind of been a rush, but I think it should be pretty fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see. And so yeah, we'll cover that. And obviously we've covered it right now to let you know what's going on. Like we said, that 4 o'clock time is especially when kind of the senior activity will pick up and from 5 o'clock to about 8 o'clock or so, if people are having fun, I don't know that they're going to be kicked out either. So it's hopefully going to be a good time with the Haunted Halloween Walk. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I guess one thing I just forgot, this is a, there will be s'mores, you know, available too. And that was something that was donated through PATH. So those, I know some folks are really into the s'more, so we'll have the s'more things. It's similar to what we did during homecoming, the past two, I think it was maybe the past two homecoming seasons, we did some s'mores, so we'll have those available. We actually have quite a bit of s'mores, so bring a plus one or more, you know, bring the whole family, because we have quite a bit. So
those are some of the latest details when it comes to the Haunted Halloween Walk. You know, the best way to figure out what's going on is to go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, the best way to, yeah, just show up. Yeah,
show up on this spooktacular, family-friendly Friday Eve, Thursday night, Haunted Halloween Walk going up on top of the hill near Minnesota West on the Jackson Disc Golf Course, that is, and the Nelson Creek Trail as well. Thank you very much for coming by.
No, yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Luke Ewald getting us ready for that Haunted Halloween Walk, an inaugural event, which sounds like a ton of fun. Hopefully it is tonight. Thank you out there for listening. Hope to see you there.